You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, best gaming systems in the world. Yes, that's right. And to make things better, not only do you get the best gaming system in the world if you purchase one, but if you use the code 2MORDOR, you get twice the RAM. So you actually save some money, and at the same time, you will help out the podcast by, well, giving us a little bit of a stipend. Actually, it doesn't cost you anything. It costs Doghouse Systems, but, you know, well, it costs you money because you bought it, you know, PC, but, you know, if you're going to buy one anyways, why not help out the podcast? It's a good system. You'll have fun. You love yours.
I do. I love it.
I would love one eventually. All good things in good time, right?
Yeah.
We got car trouble to fix first.
Yep. It's making this horrible sound like this.
Yeah, I think the bearings and the wheel are out.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it means help me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's 7 years old, so what do you want? All right. Anyways, this is A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. My name is Merrick.
And I'm Golden Star.
I'm Golden Star.
But I'm not going to say anything because it's not singing time.
Not singing time. It's not singing time.
All right. So what did you do this week?
This week. In dumb time, we did return to the Freep site, although we did discuss heavily about going back to our creeps, and everybody was like, I kind of wouldn't mind, but, you know, we should continue.
I heard you guys talking about that. I wondered if you would.
We didn't, though. We ended up doing Great Barrels, all three of those instances in a row. 1, 2, 3, boom, boom,
really?
Boom. Yep. We did great with no problems. Even in the booger, like, poison, stupid room of wormness.
Yeah, that one's not fun. And the twins and the brothers and stuff, yeah.
The twins and the brothers gave us absolutely no problem.
Really? Did you guys do challenge mode or not?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's just challenge mode where it's a pain in the butt.
Okay. I
don't know. Yeah, when you can just kill them, it's not a big deal. But when you're like, let's do challenge mode, and you're like, okay, let's do some inane little thing and run around in circles and not kill something while we get beat on. It's like, yeah, let's just kill it.
We did tier one. Don't you have to do tier two for tier challenge mode? We did tier one, but
you do have to do tier two.
We did tier one, but we did it like at level 69.
We did it our way.
We did it our way. In one of the instances, Silver's got a new club that has like a mean, ugly face on it.
What?
And it's better than this dagger I had in my other hand.
Do you have a picture of it?
I will take a picture of it. I probably did take a picture of it, honestly. It's probably on my laptop because I was talking about it for quite a while. It's got this ugly, mean face on it. And now I am beating people with it because it's in my offhand.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't I send you something? Oh.
You sent me the dagger I was using. But I've been using that dagger for a long time.
It's not good enough.
No, well, I've leveled quite a bit with it.
Whatever.
And now it's a piece of crap, and I've got a club that's got nice. A face on it, and I'm smashing people in the face with my face club. So that's pretty much all I did. I did nothing else. We were planning on playing on Friday night, but I went to bed.
Yeah, we're trying to do like, because we're lame, we're trying to do a day night where it's like we play Lord of the Rings online.
Well, he even scheduled it, which is usually the red flag for me to join because I'm big on schedules. But I was like, I'm full of pizza and I'm going to sleep.
Yep. No, I'm looking at the thing on your laptop and it's all blog post pictures and, cosmetic pictures.
What was it? What was Monday? What day was that?
Oh, Monday. Let's see.
It would have been the 9th?
The 9th? Yeah, it's all pony pictures. Let's see. Here's a...
I had to take pictures of the Azure outfit. It was the 8th. It would have been the 8th, I think, is Monday.
No, nothing from the 8th.
Okay. Well, I'll take a picture of it. And that's my hunter anyway. So, doesn't really matter.
That's my hunter. She does this. Her name is this. She comes from this family. Seriously. Isn't that how you play? Come on. Don't look at me like I'm a jerk. That's what you do. You're like, oh, I'm so offended. But I totally do that.
I'm really offended by the way you're all like, and I like do this. And I'm like from this family because I'm lame.
Okay. And I totally do this because I totally do that. Yeah. I didn't make it any better for myself.
No, you didn't.
Okay, what else did you do?
I took pictures of ponies. that's about it. I got waved at a lot while I was AFK.
Did you?
Yep.
That's what you do. It's
how I play.
All right, I did a little bit of Heightbold. It's a love-hate relationship. Sometimes I really enjoy it. Sometimes no. And then I played my warden. And I'm in Moria, which is also a love-hate relationship because I'm like, this is awesome. I really like it.
Isn't Moria better now?
I don't know. I'm in the first part. So I already knew that, yes, this part is better.
Okay.
The whole thing is, you know, better. But eventually it becomes, I'm done.
That's how I felt about Heightbold. Yeah, I'm done.
But that's all right because I don't have to worry about it because I've got some accelerators because he's won a lot of That's the thing is that if you keep entering lotteries and you win over time and you don't play that character, not only does he get, you know, rest experience if you're VIP, but he gets a lot of accelerators eventually.
Well, don't you have to log him in to pick those up?
I do. Well, of course I log it in to pick it up.
I've been so lazy lately that I'll enter lotteries, but I won't even check to see who won.
You're just wasting accelerators.
Yes, and I'm doing it on purpose. I'm going to take pictures of me destroying accelerators and send them to you.
This is not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. I find that offensive, actually.
And that's why I find it funny.
That's not right.
Anything else that you did this week?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah, it sounds boring. Oh, I would like to say the warden is like really unnecessarily complicated right now.
I thought it always has been.
It always has been, but I like that I showed you it and you were like, that looks like chemicals.
Yeah, he showed me the gambit chart thing and it looks like a chemistry problem.
It does?
It looks like something you would have to solve in chemistry class. Advanced chemistry class.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'll have a link to the one that I know that several people have made these. But I'll have the link to the one that I recently... I mean, if you do a Google search for Lotro Warden Gambit chart, it comes up.
They make them. Is this one up to date? Because they make one every time they revamp the warden.
Yes, this one is up to date. It is. It was up to date as of November 2nd, 2012.
Oh my god, that is so old.
I know, but they haven't done anything yet. He gets to update it later. When they make changes to the class, if they make changes to the class again.
Which I think they are.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, and Fertilis makes the point that the Lotro lotteries will be going away with the community site.
We don't know that. They might be.
Yeah, they might be. Yeah, it's possible. Although I think Sapien says he hopes that a better one will be coming. I think people will get really upset if the lotteries go away. I know that the chat stuff, we talked about the chat stuff probably going away. Or the social site, the mini blogs.
The MyLotro blog.
Stuff. Yeah. But like we said, MiddleEarthNetwork.com.
Some people have taken us up on that already.
Should.
Some people have already made My Middle Earth blogs. Isn't that awesome?
I think it is. I think it is awesome. I think if you want to talk about Lord of the Rings Online, why not? Everybody can see it. There's RSS feeds. I made one. All
right. Yeah. Well, Lily Kate made her blog there this week, and I am now a subscriber, Lily Kate.
Yes. All right. Into the news.
And now, the town crier.
This week, a lot about the festival coming out.
Which the anniversary is, festival.
Yeah, the anniversary festival, which will be starting this week.
16th, I believe. Is that right?
16th through about the 30th. Right. Yes. Yes.
16th through the 30th. The anniversary festival is going to be active. Here's what we know about it. Quests and deeds will be available. No mention of new quests or deeds. So we think it's going to be very similar to last year. Although we do suspect that, you know, last year we had the festival tickets and you'd use the tickets to start the quest to do the envelopes. We think that whole system will go away and everything will be kind of like how Yule Festival was, where it's a one-time daily. And if you want to repeat it, you use a Mithril coin to restart the quest. So, forums.locho.com for your complaints about that. But I don't know that yet. That's what I am anticipating from what I heard about what people saw on Bull Roar, although it does seem to fit with their pattern lately. So last year, the Ale Association and the In-League were not active, so just so you're aware of that, that's probably going to be the same thing. But all in all, the quests and stuff, which were very firework-centric, in case you don't remember, will all be there. And I liked them, actually, so I'm cool with that. I thought that the quests last year were fun and pretty. And I already got the horses in the envelope, so I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always on the fence about these. You know, it is compelling to give it a try to try and get the horses. But I don't know. I mean,
You don't know what?
I don't know. I mean, it's a very cool horse, but will I use it?
There's two horses. Well, in the envelopes.
Do we know? And we don't know if they have war steed appearances.
I don't think they do, because I already own them and I don't have their war steed appearances.
Yeah, but you never know if they will actually be, you know, maybe release them with the anniversary. I'm guessing no.
Yeah, I'm calling that highly unlikely.
You think that if they would, they would have already talked about it. They wouldn't save that for a surprise. Yeah.
Other things that are going on in regards to the anniversary festival is double experiences coming from April 18th to the 21st. You're going to get double experience on all monster kills. And so if you bought a disabler and you want to use it, that's the time. Because some people get really upset when they speed up experience. But I think a lot of people also really love it. Like me and my alts.
Yeah.
So double experience will be on from April 18th to the 21st. The beer battle will be active. In case you don't remember, these are battles where you take a huge club and you beat your fellow players while racing to get a beer trophy. And it's fun. A lot of people really love us. I have a fear that this will also be a one-time quest only with repeatables with the Mithril coins. So you can only play it once. That makes sense. Yeah. I don't know that for certain, but I know that they did that to everything in the Yule Festival, including the snowball fight, which used to be a do it every time quest. And you can't do that anymore. You had to pay to repeat it. But yeah, you should be able to do it at least once a day. I hope that they don't do this. If you can turn that off, you please do, because it's annoying. It's not really a celebration when you're like, well, I'm done and I can't enjoy this thing that's here for a limited time more than once a day. Unless I pay for it.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
But I don't know. So here we go. Also active will be the horse races. These are the horses races that are available in the Bree Festival area and in the Shire near Mickle Delving. There's a horse racing thing. Last year, We got a firework-laden steed that you purchase in-game. It was no monies, no turbine points involved. It was just in-game currency and like the festival race token or whatever it was called. It was really cool. It's a regular 62% festival steed, like the average festival type steed that you would see. But as you rode it, sometimes it would shoot sparks out of it, like fireworks.
Yeah, that's the firework pony, right?
Yes.
Hey, that would be cool. I mean, why not have something that shoots sparks out of its butt?
Yeah. So I have one of those. I expect at least that to be there. I don't know if they're going to have a sixth anniversary steed. But Lotro loves to make steeds, so...
They do love to make steeds. All the time.
Why not? But at the very least, you should be able to get this cool, shooting sparks out of its butt steed.
Right. Everybody likes one.
And gift box token drops will come from mobs. Now, these confuse people every year. But what they are is, you kill a monster, and they will drop tokens. Like a tin token, or a gold token, or an ancient gold token, depending on the level of the mob that you kill. You take these tokens into town, and there's going to be a dude that'll exchange them for stuff. It's like, just as you're regularly playing, it doesn't matter. You'll collect these things, and then by the end of the festival, you should at least stop to turn them in to see what kind of stuff you can pick up with them. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
Should be a little more easier this year than past years, because... Like in past years, we had the anniversary token, the festival ticket. We had 17 different tokens. And then and these gift box tokens, which are completely different. But you'll take it to a vendor, and depending on how many tokens you have, you can turn them in for a gift box with a random assortment of goodies, is how it works.
All right. There's also schedule made.
I'm sorry. One more thing.
Go ahead.
The gift box thing is also available for creeps. They will have gift boxes as well.
Yeah. There is no word of special rewards for creeps or anything like that as of yet. I'm sure information will be coming. I'm sure the forums will be full of information from players who will be sharing what they find.
Well, it's always a random assortment of stuff, from marks to cosmetics to sometimes potions or food. It's really kind of random. So... people try every year to categorize what's in them. Nobody does a complete job, because it's, honest to goodness, just random, the kind of stuff. You kind of get the same kind of things that you maybe could get in a lottery or just junk. But so it's a grab bag of stuff, but you didn't really do anything extra. I mean, if you were just out killing anyway, you're just getting extra stuff while you're doing what you were out doing anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, schedule maintenance for Monday, April 15th from 6.
Are we going to skip the player rewards?
I don't see that in my list.
It's link number 2, anniversary gifts.
Oh, okay. I thought you were already talking about those.
No, those are the activities going on in the festival.
Okay, go ahead.
In addition to all the activities going on in the festival, Lotro is going to be rewarding their players for... being here during the 6th anniversary, and depending on how long you've played with Lotro, the more gifts you'll get, basically. So first of all players are getting a unique set of fireworks, free players included. So if you you don't have to be active within so many things, you'll just have it the next time you log in, a set of fireworks for you. For premium and VIP players only are these next set of rewards. Now, free players are only getting the fireworks. But they're playing for free, and they're getting a set of fireworks. That seems like not a bad deal. Some people were complaining about, the freeps really got gypped. No, they're playing an awesome game for free, and they got fireworks. How is that being gypped? Yeah. So if you've been playing for at least 1 year, that means that your sign-up date is April 30th, 2012, or earlier. Now, that's not the sign up date that you went VIP. It's just the date you started playing Lotro. April 30th, 2012 or earlier, you will get not only the fireworks, but a 1 year character portrait frame. That's for your character, up in the corner where you have your morale and your power. You can change your frame around your character's face. If you have been playing for 2 years, that's April 30th, 2011 or earlier, you're going to get a 2-year character portrait frame, 3 tomes of continuing swiftness that last 60 minutes, 1 plus 5% attack damage that's for 90 minutes, and 10 battle potions of restoration.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. 3 years. If you've been playing since April 30th, 2010 or earlier, you will get a 3-year character portrait frame and 3 loot box keys. If you've been playing for 4 years, April 30th, 2009 or earlier, you will get a 4-year character portrait frame plus the Azure Festival clothing, which is you get a tunic, a cloak, and a dress. And there's a picture of that in the post in case you haven't seen it. That's what I was taking pictures of. If you have been playing for 5 years, that's April 30th, 2008 or earlier, you will get a 5-year character portrait frame and the festive Azure Steed, which is matches the outfit you get for 4 years. If you've been playing for 6 years, that's June 30th, 2007 or earlier, you will get a 6-year character portrait frame and a festive Azure War Steed appearance set. So you're getting the horse from the 5 years for your War Steed.
Now, will I be getting all of these again?
I believe so. Because they are additive, so that if you are a 4-year, you get years 1, 2, 3, and 4. So you will get all those items.
So I'm getting all those boxes in my inventory again?
I think so, yes.
Like, I mean, because some of them...
Some of them you want. Do you want 3 more loot box keys?
Yes, exactly. I want those, but year 4, I don't, you know, I have the character frame, so it doesn't matter, but I don't need the...
Well, the box will only contain the festival clothing.
And destroy.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I mean, and the steed doesn't do me any good. I mean, it makes sense to give it all to me again. That way they're like, here, do what you will.
Yeah. We're not going to jip you on anything. So yeah, they are additive. So Merrick and I are both 6 years, so we'll be getting every box again, and you'll have a box in your inventory that's labeled like 1 year gift bag or something like that.
Yeah,
that's how they're labeled.
That'd be fine. That's cool.
If you're not sure when you started playing, head to myaccount.turbine.com and log in. Under your sign update is listed. Is where it's called sign update is what is listed. Mine is February 9th, 2007. I've been playing for a long time. There is a note that EU players will have a different date there because they were migrated over when Codemasters closed. So, well, not all EU, but older EU players. If they created their account with Codemasters, it was transferred over to LOTRO. And Turbine does have your original login like creation date, and so you will get the proper rewards or should get the proper rewards from that date, not from the date that's going to be in your My Account. I don't think there's any way for you to find out what that original date is, honestly. If there is, somebody tell me, but I don't think there is.
I don't know.
Anyway, so those are the prizes we're getting, and to be quite honest, I am really peeved at a lot of people's responses to this. They are giving us stuff and there is nothing but complaints about it. Like, what is wrong with our entitled stupid people? Like, what the heck?
Ugh, nothing but junk. I don't want any of it.
Well, then you just delete it all, okay? They're giving you stuff.
It's free. It doesn't have to be spectacular. I mean, it's not going to be like, hey, look, you're instantly level 85 and you have a bazooka.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there that the attitude is really very spoiled, rotten brat, and I am being Mama Golden Star right now and say knock it off. Just say thank you and then destroy it later.
Yeah.
That's what my mama always taught me.
Right, you take it and you go cry
and
in
you
your
say
corner.
Thank you, and then you go home and you cry about what a horrible gift you got.
I always felt bad when I was the guy who gave a horrible gift because the person would just kind of look at it and you'd be like, I'm sorry, my mom made me buy books and give it to you.
I got some horrible gifts when I was a kid.
You still get horrible gifts.
That's true. But like school, I got shoelaces 1 year. But my mom taught me to tell the kid thank you and then come home and throw away those goddamn shoelaces. What the crap is wrong with people? Sending a kid to school and say, 8-year-olds love shoelaces. Give this girl shoelaces.
That dude totally took whatever it was and like put shoelaces instead. That's what it was. It was like something cool. And then they gave you shoelaces.
It was horrible. I got truck mud flaps 1 year.
You got toilet paper 1 year.
I got toilet paper 1 year.
And that was at your office. Like some adult gave you
that.
No,
it wasn't my office. It was my boyfriend's office party.
Oh, that's right. Oh, some adult thought that was okay.
And it was crappy. It was like the toilet paper you find in like Walmart stalls. It's like sandpaper on your butt.
One ply toilet paper.
It was horrible.
They stole it from a janitor office.
I was so mad. But my boyfriend was so poor, I was like, I am going to teepee this person's house. And he was like, no, I kind of need it.
I gave him
my toilet paper present.
He's much better now, by the way. He's a very cool guy. It's so funny. You get the worst stuff. All right. Schedule maintenance Monday, April 15th from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. That's minus 4 GMT. Great time to listen to Catch Us Told to Mordor and other Low Trio podcasts.
That's right. They don't really say what's going on. They're just calling it maintenance. So there's no update to the game. Everything's just going to be down for maintenance.
All right. So in developer bites, EU lifetimers are currently not receiving VIP points automatically. They are aware of the problem. They are working on it. No ETA or indication of when it is, but when it's going to be fixed. But they are aware. They are working on it.
And they're also displaying GTC plans, which I don't know what that means.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the same post. They're saying, and their subscriptions are displaying GTC plans.
Whatever. Whoa. Okay. That's some kind of, I don't know, payment plan or whatever.
So check your subscription and see that it's right. If you have not gotten your VIP points, you can call their support line at 855-924-2637. They're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. But they are U.S. Eastern time based. If calling is too much of a charge, you can Skype call. That's an option. Or you can go to their support page and submit a ticket. But be aware that when you submit a ticket, you have to be on the ball, because you're going to submit a ticket saying you're missing your VIP points. You're going to get an automatic reply that says, does these questions answer your thing? And you're going to say, no, dude, I am missing my TP points. And so you have my TP points. I am missing my TP. So you have to reply to that email so that the ticket doesn't get closed, because it'll get closed automatically if it's not responded to in like 72 hours or something.
Yeah. Fertilis says that he's a VIP and he's not getting his points either.
Well, I have heard that some people doing it, so it's not a bad idea to check. I have checked mine. Mine are fine. I did get my TP points. Why do I keep saying TP points? Even though they are labeled weird, because usually they're called like subscriber bonus or something like that. And this time they were just called turbine points or something.
Right.
So they were labeled weird, but I did get my 500.
All right. Players are also having issues making turbine point and VIP purchases. If you are doing so, you need to go to your My Account website, which is myaccount.turbine.com, and check and make sure your postal code is not less than 5 characters long. When they did their last upgrade, some people were having something got screwed up with postal codes on some people's accounts.
And some people don't have, in US we have 5-digit postal codes. So if you live someplace that doesn't have 5 digits, like it's 4 digits, all you need to do is put a 0 in front of your 4. So like if your zip code is 1234, put 01234 in there and it will accept it.
Kind of seems that upgrade wasn't really a great upgrade.
Right?
It was down
maybe
forever.
Maybe that's what maintenance is for on Monday.
We'll see. All right, into store news. The weekly store sales starting April 12th, 2013.
The free sample this week is Rejuvenation Potions times 5. And what this is, it gives you a boost of a morale and then a morale over time for 10 seconds. And you can get one, well, a 5-stack for free this week by using the coupon code ONECHIP. ONECHIP.
Okay, also, Steed of Daggerlod is still on sale and should be throughout the rest of April. Steed has 250 health and allows you to travel 68% faster. That's, you know, whatever, faster than a normal mount. I'm so detail-oriented.
That's like whatever. I think that's 6% faster than
a
normal mount.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. It is 1995 turbine points. However, in the weekly sale, you can save some money because select premium mount bundles. Yay! 20% off. Yay!
That's in the weekly sales. Also, I want to note that the Steed of Daggerlod is properly showing up as a store exclusive Steed. Last week, we told you you had to search for it. This week, it is categorized correctly in the store. So, select premium mounts are 20% off, as Merrick already skipped ahead and told you. These include the Steed of the Warden, the Steed of the Captain, the Steed of Knight, the Steed of the Burglar, the Champion, Runekeeper, Guardian, Hunter, Lore Master, and Minstrel. Pretty much all of the classes and the Steed of Knight. These do include War Steed appearances. All of them, even the Steed of Knight. So when you purchase these, your War Steed will have these. Whether you're, if you're like 60 now, when you hit 75, your War Steed will have them because you own the horse. So don't worry about it. We don't see sales on the premium mounts very often. Typically, we'll see like a 50% sale for a day or something, maybe in December for a special. But most of the time, 20% off is a pretty good deal. We don't see a whole lot of sales on these store-exclusive mounts. At least not a whole lot of sales that are like a lot better than 20% off. 20% off is a pretty average sale number for these. So, if you were interested, there you go.
The Steed of the Captain is really nice looking. I didn't realize how good looking that Steed of the Captain is.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, it kicks the butt of the Steed of the Warden. Wow. No, that can't be the right one.
No, that's not the Steed of the Warden. It's called the Steed of the Warden, but that's actually the steed that you get from the anniversary festival things. I forget what they call it. Like, when you open it up, it's called the Steed of the Warden.
It's not. So it's not the Warden, Steed of the Warden, like for the class one?
Yes. I'm talking about the anniversary token. That one is the Steed of the Warden.
Okay.
But the one that you saw with my character on it,
oh,
was not the Steed of the Warden. That's from the anniversary festival. One of the horses you can get from the envelope is, I forget what they call it after you use it. But when you get it, when you earn it, it's called the Steed of the Warden or something.
Come on, Google search. What the heck, man?
It's been a year. I don't remember. Steed of the Duskwatch. Thank you, Jayway. Steed of the Duskwatch is what it's called.
I like that name. That's a cool name. It's not a very good looking horse, though.
Well, no, but I got it for freeze, so...
Yeah, freeze. But I'm entitled to it looking cool. Should be tripping and weapons and armor. All right. Okay, back to the sale.
Warsteed color and equipment dyes are 20% off. Again, we do not see these on sale pretty much freaking ever. They're very, very rare, almost.
This is pretty rare.
I think the last time when I saw was in February, so it's been several months. These are per character purchases. I wanted to make that clear. So when you buy Warsteed color, only that character is allowed to use the color on their Warsteeds, but they get to reuse them over and over again. They're not a consumable item.
It makes me upset. I wish it was.
Especially since they're so expensive.
They are expensive. Why are these per character? Does anybody else not buy these because they're per character? I don't. I bought one. I admit I bought one.
I bought a whole bunch. I bought them all when they were 50% off, but only Golden Star has them. Nobody else will get them.
Ever.
So those are there. I know some people really like, you know, the idea of coloring your horse to match your outfit is very, very popular in the circles that I run in. And so... a sale on these is a sale, so you might want to look at it and see if you want to pick up another one or just wait and see if they ever do another 50% off sale.
I totally have a Friday film that plays to that, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Universal Morale Potion and the Universal Power Potion are both on sale this week. And these get a map because if you want them, you want them. If you don't, you don't. They do have a separate cooldown from the in-game power potions. So they are useful. Like Katani tells me that she uses them when they're raiding because it's an extra heal that she can get that she doesn't have to bug her, you know, minstrel or runekeeper or whatever for. She can just do it herself and it's on a separate cooldown. So she gets two heals that she can control herself, which is nice.
But these are more reasonable, I think. If you, I mean, you can get 160 grinding. She's got enough character. She grinds through them. I mean, she earns turbine points. That's 160. Even 200 is not too bad for an extra heal now and then.
Well, 160. I wonder how big that stack is for
that's got to be five. I would think. It's either five or four.
Four? Do they even have four stacks?
No. That's why it's got to be five. I would tell you, but I brought up the Lotro store and it's just sitting there black because nobody wants sell me anything because I'm trying to buy a freaking horse.
Maybe are you seriously going to buy that horse right now?
Yeah, what? This is what I do during this. I don't
store. This is what you do during the show.
I almost went on a great guy. You know, our kinship is now started raiding Goblin Town. I was gonna go along and show people a show, but no, we gotta do the podcast, and you want me to pay attention to you. Blah blah blah.
That would have been really great because you would have been either really crappy on the show or really crappy in the raid.
I would have died a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, we would tell you how much they cost, but it's a mystery.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I don't know who said that in the chat. Let's see. Oh, Fertilis says, I wish they would put steed dies occasionally in warband loot boxes. I agree with you, sir, because I already have the head on a pike and spotted war steed skin.
I don't have one. I've got two and three rings. La 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 la.
I have a crap ton of rings. Like, I don't have enough fingers for all the rings that I have. I have not done anything with them. They're all sitting in my vaults. I don't even know what to do with them, honestly. I'm awesome at this game.
By the way, the Lotro store has still not come up.
It's trying to.
It's trying. Oh, it's fighting.
Oh, please, please let me buy something.
Okay, yeah.
So, are you buying it for your captain?
Well, see, the captain already has, like... He already
has.
Oh,
you wanted to buy
a
warden the steed. That's right.
Yeah, I kind of. Well, because I'm playing the warden, I feel like, yeah, he earned it.
Well, you're going to play the captain with me.
Oh, I already have the steed of the captain. Oh, well, I definitely shouldn't buy that again then.
You already. Your warden has the steed of the captain?
No, my captain has the steed of the captain. Wow, I am just on it.
Wow, good job. You probably paid full price for it too.
I probably did. Sucker. Can I even buy the steed of the captain if it comes up?
No, you should not even see it in the store. Because, like, I don't see the steed of the minstrel when I'm on Golden Star.
Okay, cool. But I can buy the steed of the minstrel for him.
If you want to, I guess.
I'm not buying that. I will wait for a special one.
All right. Okay.
First world problems.
I don't know why that's in the store news. That item should be in the community news.
I don't know if I put it there. Oh, yeah, I didn't put that there.
Well, I added it, but I think I put it in the store news.
Okay. Well, anyways, in CSTM news, there is a Lotro 6th anniversary fan edited video.
That's not store news. That's not CSTM news. It's community news.
Well, it's in the
wrong
section.
It's not our video. Why would you say it's CSTM?
I don't know, because that was the next section, and it was right above it. And you're like, oh, I don't know where that was. And I wasn't paying attention, so.
We're all shocked.
Bite me.
Why are you being so rude? You're so rude today.
You're rude today. Anyways, in CSTM news.
That's your comeback. No, you're rude today.
That's what I got. Wit. All right, help the Hobbit. Minstrel healing.
Yay. Merrick wrote two posts this week, guys.
Two. Well, I technically really didn't write this. Mostly Flossa did.
So, in case you don't know what a Help the Hobbit is, Merrick puts out a topic and he's depending on you, the community, to come in with helpful advice. Because we're too stupid to do this on our own.
Well, I am.
We're not afraid to admit it.
Like, you could have helped with this one. He asked about advice about healing, wanted to know what people are doing.
I file my nails until somebody screams at me.
Pretty much.
Healing Golden Star style. It's Sometimes I paint my nails.
I hit the buttons.
And then I'm like, oh, I should hit some of these healing buttons. Beep, beep, beep.
All right. I think I hear a monkey.
I think I heard a monkey too.
Okay. What else is being premiered in CSDM news?
Outside LOTRO Friday Films.
Yay!
This is Merrick's other post where he found a video and he posted it. And he's going to try to do this weekly where he goes and finds not a, really a Lord of the Rings online, but just like a Lord of the Rings flavored video to share.
Well, I'm also going to be doing fantasy as well. There's non-LOTRO. I'm going to be diverse. There's going to be several sections. Like, there's one that is just not related pretty much to LOTRO, but I think it's MMO related and people, gamers will get it. So,
okie dokie.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be strictly that. Although, we did get a lot of suggestions of some really good films as well.
Yes, the comments overfloweth. So, community news. We had a Tales of Arda, Where in LOTRO. Now, you added this, so what is it?
Okay, so, Tales of Arda is a nice little blog, and they've added up, they've created a kind of a multiple choice quiz using screenshots of different locations in LOTRO. Where you can go and you can see what your knowledge is of LOTRO.
Oh, is this the quiz that Katani was asking me about?
I do not know. I was not a part of that conversation.
Well, is it a quiz?
It is a quiz.
Then yes, it is the quiz that Katani was talking to me about.
The funny thing is that Scary Crow, who is known for interacting on the forums, said that he missed several that and they were spaces that he created.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, it's
been a while, probably.
It's fun, and I think there's several parts, so we've got links to them, and you can go ahead. Yeah, there's three parts right now where you can go, and you can go take a look at them. I think it's fun. It looks like fun, so why not? Why not go take a look and enjoy and test your, your observant...
Did you take the quiz yet?
I have not. I would probably fail horribly.
Katani said that she did really well, but I'm not surprised by that. So,
yeah.
I should take it and tell her how horrible I did. In other news, I already mentioned it at the top of the show, but Lily Kate Buggins has her own blog. So if you want to follow her and her adventures, you can do so at lilykate.mymiddleearth.com. That's lilykate.mymiddleearth.com.
All right, there's also a LOTRO 6th Anniversary fan edited video. This has snippets of, different Lord of the Rings and
LOTRO. It's got like
LOTRO
some like official video, some play, like there's some Weatherstock stuff in there. It was really nice because it started out with like evil stuff and then it went into like, it like ended up with community bonding. It was a nice video and it was well done and you should watch it because I said so. And I'm the boss of you.
All right. Last week's poll was thoughts on store exclusive mounts a month. Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Are you kind of meh?
Yeah, in the middle. Don't really care.
We had 664 voters on this poll. 61% say I do not buy store exclusive mounts. Sam, I am. And 33% say I might buy one or two that I like. 3% say I must buy them all, keep them coming. And 3% also said other, which who knows what they said.
I really think that keep them coming. I mean, I don't...
You would buy them all.
I don't know. I think eventually I would buy them all, but I like them. I think they add diversity, and I'm for anything that adds more cosmetic flair to the world, period.
I might buy one or two, but there's no way I'm buying them all. There's no way that I would be interested enough in all of them. Some of them are just too warish. Some of them are dumb.
Well, I mean, you don't have to like them all. I definitely don't like them all. But I think anything that adds more more weapon styles, more armor styles, more anything that adds diversity and makes people look different, I am for, period.
Okay.
So keep them coming. All right, what's this week's poll?
This week's poll was suggested by Kazrin, and it's talking about armor class looks. And now, basically, we have three armor classes. We have light armor, medium armor, and heavy armor. And it's asking you to vote at which ones has the ugliest style, like non-cosmetically. So, like, not the cool stuff, but, like, You are fighting a mob and it drops a light robe of crapness and you put it on. You're like, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I'm voting for light armor, for example. So which like generic style of armor class do you think has the worst looks? You're supposed to play the razor glass thing now.
That's all right. We've kind of descended into chaos at this point. All right. Raise your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
And we had no letters this week. I don't know why nobody's writing us. Like, nobody loves us anymore, and I don't get any letters, and nobody's like, hey, Ghost Army, I have a question about blood. And I'm like, I can totally help you, but I can't help you because nobody writes me.
I know, right? And when I write her, she's like, oh, stop, perv.
Just kidding. He doesn't write me either.
All right, this week in player achievements, Suzuwin of Landerville says, all three of my 85s now have two golden rings. Woot! No more dailies for a while. Well, she didn't say it like that, but I decided to add that little bit of flair.
Because it's a singing episode. We've already established that.
Yay, singing!
Lily Rose says, a Starwin, Loremaster of Gladden, has reached level 72 and is investigating the situation at Barnavon in the company of the most persistent Dunlending woman, the Ghost of Wadu. I expect that they will be making some trouble for a wizard.
Agrius, regretting that he ever put anything down so Merrick could butcher it, says, hi, CSTM. Agrius of the Friends of Thorgan B from Laurelin here. I had fun this week by running stand at Amanzul with two other kinmates. But I kind of feel sorry for the champ we were running with, as my RK and the hunter were killing most things before he could get to it. Ah, the love of a melee character. So all this level 58 champ could do was keep the fires going and help kill anything big. As it turned up, we won. But after, we did Trouble in Tuckboro, where everybody had fun. I'm looking forward to getting to level 60, but I'm first having to grind my way through the last volume 1, as I'm a sucker for a good title. Have fun out there, Agrius. I should totally do the volumes on one of my character. Oh, that's a great idea.
And Atreya of Evernight says, this week was filled with blurred screen while I challenged myself in the moors. My OP warden soloed all the Moors outpost while drunk, whilst my purple decided she wanted to find the highest hills to jump from. Sadly, she died. But then respawned later on a pretty empty week for me. Oh, and I finally finished Hopebold. Whoop whoop.
I totally want to know, was your character drunk or were you?
Does that really matter?
It does, because it's a little bit, I don't know. One's a little bit more fun than the other.
Whoop whoop.
Oh, speaking of drunk, we might have an alternate schedule next week. I'll mention it now.
Well, I'm not even aware of this.
Because your friend is finishing law school.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go drinking with her. Woo!
So we will, maybe we'll show some, we haven't decided. We're going to try and figure out a schedule, but we'll try and give some EU love and do it in the afternoon, maybe. We'll see.
Although we're starting at 3:00.
I know, so we got to do it. We'd have to do it like at 1 or something, or even earlier.
Or just wait till I get home. And we'll
yeah, if you get home, maybe we'll do it in the morning.
We don't know. It's a mystery.
I'll be off. All right, so this week in reviews, we'd like to thank
Ska Girl Court, also known as Pandothrian. Who I'm sure I slaughtered his name last week, too.
Well, maybe her name, because it's Ska Girl.
Probably. So not only did I do that, I insulted them by calling them a male.
All right, and donations, we'd like to thank Michael L.
Mary H.
Courtney W.
And Guy B.
How could people contact us if they would like to do so?
Thank you for asking, Merrick, because we don't get any emails anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Totally guilt-tripping emails right now. My mother power. You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We are available to follow at on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. We all have thingies there for you to follow if you want to. And you can leave us a review on iTunes, and I would read it like Ska Girl Court, and then I'd probably insult you just like Ska Girl Court. And then you can listen to us live every Saturday, except for next Saturday, because I'm going to be drunk with my new lawyer friend. It's at 9:30 p.m., usually, on Saturdays.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for coming, listening. I'm laughing because Agris is in the chat room, and he said, this is the second time I've killed his name, and that's what I do, sir. I apologize. Anyways, if you'd like your name slaughtered, you can email us before Golden Star gets crazy.
I'm getting all crazy.
Or you can leave a voicemail on the thing. And then you can say your own name.
You can say your own name, and then we'll repeat it badly. Just bonus so that you points. Don't get...
Actually, it's bonus points if you say your name correctly and then slaughter it.
Or just give yourself like a Golden Star translation. Like, my name is George. Or as Golden Star would say it, George.
There you go. It's a thing now. Now you have to leave a voicemail. All right, so thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you, and we'll post on the blog when we're going to be doing the live show next week.
For sure.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. We'll be right back.